If I shut my eyes through this, I'm not sleeping.
What are you doing?
Meditating. Let's go. I am talking to you, though. I can sleep.
It's weird. It's like you're...
it's a seance?
No, I'm channeling like it's someone? It's like you don't like me, but you have to talk to me. And with that, let's start the show. Sure. Everyone, welcome to Sneaky Dragon. My name is David Dedrick.
I'm Ian Boothby.
And we are at show 175.
I agreed to do 10 of these. Are we still 10? Doing these?
We agreed, I think it was 10 to the power of 10.
No, I gotta look at my contract again. This can't be right. In perpetuity, billion years. This is a Scientology contract.
I am Xenu, warrior okay,
then
princess.
You're the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's one thing when people do the old praise Xenu thing. They're like, yeah. You're a Scientologist, praise Xenu. No, Xenu's the bad guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Xenu's the bad guy.
Who's the good guy?
Huh?
Who's the good guy?
Jesus.
I don't think Jesus has anything to do with Scientology.
Yeah, Jesus is so popular, he crosses over. Yeah, that's just,
he walks on water over to the other religions.
Yeah, most of the other deities cannot make it from island to island.
They cannot.
That's right.
They cannot. They sink right away.
Absolutely.
Like a stone.
How's it going, Dave?
It's fine.
I never ask you that at the beginning of the show. That's something that a lot of people do on professional podcasts. They'll go,
is that right?
Hey, how have you been? I never say that. I never go, how are you?
That's because it's a simple reason. You're a sociopath.
Well, I took the test. Did you? And it said, do you
you're
care?
Clear. It said you're
no,
clear.
It said, do you care if you're a sociopath? And I went, yeah. And I went, then you're not.
Oh.
One question. The end.
That's all it takes? Can she just fake the answer?
Okay. All right, Blade Runner. You know, run me through my paces then. We're going to do that.
Yes, we'll do the Stratton-Briggs identity. Yeah.
Can you? It sounds like you're running a mind game on you, mm-hmm. on me, but can you do a mind game on a sociopath? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
I think you need emotions and stuff for that to work.
Well, for them to care.
Right.
But I think a sociopath, because they are above it in a way, they're not in... You know, they're not emotionally involved in the situation. Right. They're thinking at a different level than you are.
Okay. I got a question for you, Dave.
What I'm saying is they're smarter than us.
All right. This made me think of robots, which made me think of...
TV show Person of Interest.
Sure. We can talk about that. Pinocchio. Made me think of Pinocchio.
He's not a robot.
No, but here's the thing. Here's where my thoughts went. Robots, data, wanted to become a real human. They call him Pinocchio in the first episode of Next Generation. Pinocchio. Here's where
shouldn't they call him Pinocchio? Since they're already mispronouncing the word data as data, they should also mispronounce.
Sure,
Pinocchio.
But it would sound like he's a part nuclear weapon. Then it's difficult to go on a peacekeeping mission when it's like, it's, who's this? Nucleon 6000.
It sounds like
wants peace on the universe.
It sounds like he's part Boston Pizza dessert.
Sure.
Pinocchio.
Right. There was actually a very similar dessert sounding to that. Okay, here's my
maybe
thing.
That's what inspired it.
Okay, so you're Geppetto, right? Okay.
Okay.
All right, now you've made Pinocchio. You built basically puppets all your life. You're a puppet maker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you build Pinocchio, go, oh, I wish I had a boy. I want the boy. And Blue Fairy goes, I'll meet you halfway.
It's a negotiation.
And brings the puppet to life.
Yeah.
Now, as you, Geppetto, you're a puppet maker. Do you then make more puppets after this kid? Or is that weird now that your last puppet came to life? Because if Pinocchio
No. You're making a beautiful woman puppet.
That's what it sounds like, huh?
Yeah.
It sounds very close to a Bride of Frankenstein, but you couldn't. Because if you did that, it was just like, here you go, Pinocchio, a beautiful girl.
No. It's for you.
Oh, I was going to say, Geppetto. That's his sister.
It's a Geppetto-sized.
No. Yes. This whole thing is this pop-up.
No, you don't do it for the girl.
Okay. So you make a sexy lady puppet.
For yourself.
Oh, yeah, and that's not weird.
for yourself. Well, the idea is the Blue Fairy comes down and grants...
No. Here's the scene. Let me recreate the scene for you. This is the Blue Fairy comes down and goes like, oh, so Geppetto, would you like me to make you a beautiful woman thing? And he goes, here's the weird bit. You don't know your fetish until it happens. I like to be swallowed whole by a whale. That's the thing that gets me off. I like just to go down the whale's throat, spend a little time in the belly, and then the whale, he gets all excited and shoots me out of him.
Yeah.
That's the thing Geppetto likes. Yeah. So, you know, and Geppetto can never get that again.
No.
No, there's no way.
Because it's impossible.
Geppetto, he like to get a spit out by a whale like he's a dirty man.
That's right. There's only one whale in the world that you can live in its stomach.
Yeah. And
someday I sound like I'm Spanish.
That's right. And one day he dies. Patches. He goes to heaven and he goes, no one understands the Geppetto. And then Jonah comes up and goes, I get you. I couldn't tell anyone here because they're all from the Bible and they're a bunch of squares. But you and I can have a talk.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
That old getting spit out by a whale thing.
But that's not, is it a whale? It's called Leviathan. I don't think it's identified as a whale.
Has anyone ever used the expression Jonah and the whale before?
I've never heard it.
No, you have to. Stop it. Stop it, Mr. Studied the Bible properly, and now I don't know this thing you talk
that
of.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know, huffada.
Please let me ignite my pipe.
Yes. Are you talking about Psalms verse?
My youngest daughter, Phyllis, was visiting a friend, and they had, at this time, they had a pool in their backyard, but it wasn't being used.
So they wanted to see if they were the Messiah and all practice walking across
they
it.
They all, well, that sounds like them actually, but no, they were.
You never know until you try.
You really don't.
I mean, I'm sure Jesus didn't get it on the first go.
No, he didn't. Just ask Mary Magdalene. Who went there? Who? Sorry. Anyway, they were sitting at this pool, and it was, like I say, it wasn't used, so it wasn't chlorinated. It was just like a kind of dark pond.
Right.
And they had their feet, they're young kids, so they had their feet all in the water.
In the filth.
In the filth. And this girl's dad walks by, and they're a religious family, that's. And he says, make sure Leviathan doesn't bite you. And this girl's like, oh, daddy. And then Eve, oh, did I say the evening that that happened?
Yeah.
My daughter, Phyllis, she says, what's Leviathan? And this girl's like, oh, it's just a mythical creature from the Bible. And Phyllis is like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, those of you that don't know,
I go to church, and that's too much church, she said.
Here's the thing. Halfway through, well, not halfway through the Bible, about a third of the way through the Bible, they ran out of money. And they had to hold a big Leviathan. And that's when all the exciting
operators are waiting now.
Right, because it starts off really exciting with a lot of snakes, you know, and apples and murder.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Well, no.
All those snakes and apples. Whoa, who blew the budget?
Well, you got to pay.
Who put the tree here?
You got to pay for the nudity, and like they don't do that
for
free, right?
That's expensive.
And then like by the time you get into the begettins, everyone's trailing off, and the Bible ain't making money anymore. You got to hold a big Leviathan, and then you know.
But the beginnings—that's like the boom, chicka, wow, wow part of the. You know, that's where you make.
Yeah,
your,
what I mean. But
then, your money.
Well, they did, but they blew all the money on that Tower of Babel. They thought that thing was going to like get some condos.
Well, it was called the Tower of Babel. Basically, it was a tower of cocaine.
Oh, is that right?
And there was a lot of babbling after that. Yeah. Yes, a lot.
That would be funny if that's what happened. It's like they all were still speaking the same language, but all too self-involved to actually notice and talking too fast.
Isn't that the story, really?
Yeah. I got a lot of plans, a lot of big plans. Just need a little money. A little money. You want to rebuild this tower? No, it's good. I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the guy who produced all the scenes of the beginnings. Yeah. That's the guy.
Hey, get stuff done. You can't argue with results.
You can and you can't. Anyway, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
You really should have waited to the very end of the show and just run the theme song.
I wouldn't have remembered.
No, how would you remember? So
how are you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Because I believe, unlike me, you've had a rather exciting week.
Oh, exciting. Oh, sure, that's way.
Full of adventure and excitement and fun and romance and...
What? Am I Lawrence of Arabia?
That's right.
What's going on?
You
met Omar Sharif.
That's right. You guys were like on your horses racing through the desert.
Yeah.
On your way to do something. I've never actually seen the film, but I've seen scenes from it.
Have you never seen Lawrence of Arabia?
No, it looks too long.
It looks too long.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours long or something. It's some guys on horses.
What's the longest film you've ever seen?
I watched Andy Warhol's Empire. It's 24 hours long.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, fast forward. No, I did not watch
it. Okay. Did you watch, we'll get back to my week, but have you ever watched Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's very long, too.
Yeah.
You have not seen The Ten Commandments, I know that.
Nope.
Because we talked about that. That's crazy that you haven't seen that.
Why? Why would I want to see that?
Because you study the Bible.
Yeah, but it's not the Bible. It's a Hollywoodization of the Bible.
I know, but wouldn't you want, look, it's sexy, fun,
Yeah, I just like the Bible.
Yeah, it is.
Sexy like, and fun.
There is some sexy fun in the Bible. You know that's true.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know there's some hotter weeks of studying than other weeks.
That's right.
Okay, that's right. So you're asking me how my week was.
Yeah, how was your week?
All right, well, here's
Ian, let me just set the scene.
Yeah.
You're sitting here.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, how was your week?
Well, I'm going to tell you how today was.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and then we'll backtrack. We'll do a Better Call Saul. I'll tell you where I am, and then we're going to flashback.
Okay.
And you're going to see how, and I'm not going to give you any spoilers on Better Call Saul.
We're going to see a business card being flushed down the toilet.
Wah, wah. That's right. Okay. Have you ever played a video game?
Yes.
All right. Here's the thing. So you get a video game like, here's what happens in a lot of video games.
Like Pong.
Like, sure. Or let's say Sonic the Hedgehog. And you start, or like another video game. So here's how it goes. You start off often.
Ratchet and Clank.
Sure. Actually, that would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go Ratchet and Clank instead. I'm going to go with you on that. All right, so you start off as Ratchet and Clank, like you're one of those middle, like there's a lot of Ratchet and Clank games. So that's about the fourth Ratchet and Clank game.
Okay.
So you start off with all of the, go ahead.
And then I die.
Yeah, but you're fine. You come right back.
Okay.
So you start off with all of the weapons and gadgets and abilities and all the stuff that Ratchet has.
Yeah.
And then you play one round with that. And you go, oh, this is so fun. It's great. And then something happens and you lose everything.
Yeah.
You lose it all. And then you spend the next couple of hours to days playing the game, finding those pieces again one at a time. And you've got your grappling hook back now.
I know what you're saying. Like
you, yeah.
I know what you're saying. Totally Tintin.
That's right. So what it's like is I put all my stuff into boxes for this move.
Yeah.
Basically taking all my stuff away. It was taken away. And now over the next days to weeks, I'm going to be going through those boxes trying to find things and becoming the person I was 2 days ago.
Okay.
You know, not better.
Yeah, not better.
Equal to that.
That's right.
And in the meantime, I haven't got a toothbrush. Mm. Maybe I do, but it's under some high school annuals. And a $6 million man. Actually, that's here in the Hell Kitty Studios.
Okay,
so here's what happened. I got renovicted, which
discussed.
You know what?
Let's go back even farther.
I didn't actually get renovicted.
You did not get renovicted.
Funny story.
You got reno-panicked.
Right. We were told, I got a phone call from a fella who, let's say, local celebrity.
Local celebrity. Groucho Marx.
Who lives, he's dead.
Oh.
We're not doing this podcast in the past.
Okay.
Because no one can listen to it because there's no computers in the past.
Ah,
we talked about it.
That's a
that
problem.
Was a waste of your time machine. When we went in the past to invent podcasts how do I load this to iTunes? Guess what? You got to wait 70 years.
Yeah.
Nice one, genius. And we didn't kill Hitler.
Or get a lottery ticket.
Why would you? Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah, you got the lottery ticket. You went, I got it.
Yeah.
Then you come to the future and you go, this lottery ticket is 70 years old. Oh, it's worth nothing.
That was also a mistake on my part.
Right.
Pretty much after
the only thing you did right was going back in time, killing the inventor of the time machine and becoming the inventor of the time machine.
Elias Howe.
Yeah, that's right. That he also founded eHow. If you go and you check anything.
That's right. If you need to know how to do something, then you don't go to eHow.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's what went on.
Also known as HeHow.
I'm not going to say the name of this person. They're a very nice person. They're a very funny person. They live in my building.
They live in your building.
They were on iZombie this week. That's the only clue I'm going to give you.
Mm.
Anyway, so he calls me up or sends me a message and says, hey, did you hear?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Groucho Marx.
Yeah. So he says, did you hear? We're all being kicked out of our building. Now, I'd heard this from the local hall gossips.
Yes. So it was already percolating.
Let me describe.
That's not even how you pronounce that word, but that's what it's doing. It's percolating through the building.
Here's what the hall gossips are.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen a Foghorn Leghorn cartoon,
yes,
all the female chickens in that cartoon who are like,
the ones going Frankie and fainting. Oh, that's a different
one. That is a different one, but they're not a million miles away. So they're always, and I don't say this in a way, like they'd like to get in the hallway and go,
You're not being racist, you're being sexist.
A little bit, they all are women, so that is true. But they like to get in the hallway and gossip. No, that's not true. There's an angry British guy down the hall. Okay. Oh, there's so many tangents.
He's British, though. You're being sexist.
Look, Honestly, okay, I'm gonna actually get mm-hmm. to my point.
Sure.
But, okay.
I'd like to see that.
I'm at one end of the building. He's nearly at the other end of the building. Okay. It's a fairly good-sized building.
Sure.
And from inside my living room, I can hear, "Whoa, God, don't know that! Whoa, I don't have it!" And to his kids, yelling his kids, "Hey, okay. small!" Again, "Well, Daddy, you don't know why? I don't know where I am!" All right, so anyway.
What everyone doesn't realize, this guy was a former singer in a punk rock band.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. So the natterers in the hall and bobbity bobbity boo.
The nattering nabobs of right. negativity
Have been talking about there's going to be a renoviction. Mm-hmm. Have you heard? 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 And then Bye Bye Birdie starts playing. So but anyway, I don't really listen to them because they've been faked out. They fake you out on a lot of stuff, and they like to be in the center of things and hear themselves yeah. talk. But then this guy, who's credible, goes, "Did you hear we're getting kicked out of the apartments in like 2 months?" "No, have you confirmed?" And he went, "Yeah, I talked to the building manager. She says, yes, it's happening." Oh, crap.
Yeah.
So we had just the day before had a friend say, who we'd asked, like, you know, if your place ever goes up for rent, let us know. But we were treating it casually.
Yeah.
You know, and if it does, well, whatever, you know, man, hey. And then when we found this sure. out, it was like, "Ooh, we need it." So we ended up like.
So you killed her.
Yes, that's right. Even though she was moving out anyway and there was no need to. Because as we've established, I'm a sociopath. But a sociopath with terrible judgment.
I don't think we established that.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right. Sociopath with a terrible memory.
And she was Groucho Marx.
That's right. I don't know why that keeps coming to that. So, any hominy who, we ended up renting this place because we needed to. Because we also knew if we waited like for the 2 months... Mm-hmm. Everyone in our building, which is a large building, yeah. would be looking for a place.
That's right.
And
it would be like rats leaving a sinking ship, and all there being is a small cracker floating in the ocean.
With less than a 1% vacancy rate in yeah. like our area.
Yeah.
So better get a place now.
Yeah.
So it's like, ugh. So that's what we're doing. Later, I find out from one of the nattering hens, you know, "Hey, so you moving out?"
Yeah.
Yeah, moving out. Yeah, we're moving out. Yeah, because, you know, the renovation uh-huh. thing. "Oh, didn't you hear? It's not happening." Oh, so I got fake information.
Is one of your people you live with Jim Gaffigan?
Did you think this sounds like Jim Gaffigan?
Have a little bit of that
hey,
going
yeah,
for
yeah, you do. Yeah, a little bit, maybe. Yeah, it's Jim Gaffigan. So anyway,
he lives in your building.
Fuck Jim Gaffigan. So yeah.
Oh, you mean this person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, like the final version of the story
yeah.
over time is it's they tried to apply for a yes, thing to renovate.
Mm-hmm.
They got denied, but they're yeah. going to keep applying until they course, do. So course. Months and months and months down.
Yeah, it might be 2 months. It might be 4 months. It but might be 6 months.
Long
it might
story be short on months. That, we did not have to move out, but no. we did have to move out. And we had to move out fast.
Yeah.
So
because you'd given your notice.
That's well, we'd given our notice. Not enough notice. To get a free month's worth of rent, which you do get if you get renovicted. Like if you get renovicted, yeah. you get a free month's rent. If you in Toronto,
yeah.
where you will soon be visiting. Hey, everybody in Toronto, Dave will be visiting soon. You get 3 months worth of rent, nice. And you have the option of moving back into your place afterwards for yeah. the same rent because they give a shit about humans.
Okay.
Whereas here. No fucking way. So anyway,
In the Wild West.
Yeah. So we talked to our building manager, and she went, "Well, I guess I could give you a week to kind of get out because yeah. you're not getting the free month." It's like, okay, so we do that. Of course, come to the end of that week. "Hey, what are you guys still doing here?" "Well, you said a week." "Yeah, but I don't know." I'd say, "All right, that's great. That's good stuff." So we had about 2 weeks to pack it all in.
Yeah.
Pack up your life. Pack up 13 years of life. So both Pia, my wife, and myself do a lot of stuff, read a lot of things, draw a lot of things. We got a lot of things.
Yeah.
We're not.
Because you like things.
We like things.
You like to watch things. You like to listen to things. You like to yeah. look at things. You like to read things.
Right. Yeah, and now all
it's not uncommon.
And now because we had to pack so quickly, with the help of, bless them, some relatives,
yeah.
Maybe say our things are all randomly shuffled around now because they all had to be packed so fast that, you know, all those face cloths that were like underneath the sink that got crusty and gnarled are taking equal prominence with, you know, the original set of Lord of the Rings or under there, books. So, or let's say something else like my toothbrush.
Sure.
You know, or you know, anything important
so
in
you,
their lives.
You see a box and it says very important stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, good. This must be where my toothbrush is and the soap and things like that. And you open it up and it's some pots and pans that you were thinking of throwing away a year ago.
It's a face cloth that the cat goes, really? That? By the way, where's my food? And my That's dish right. and the only thing that stops me from killing you all. Oh, you don't have that pillow? Well, welcome to a night of murder. We call this a game of me and you. Okay.
Perfect. Right.
Now, in the middle of the 2 weeks, two things happen in these 2 weeks.
Easter.
And blessings on you, sir.
Thank you.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
All right. First of all, my podcast partner goes off the sugar and goes crazy. Thanks a lot. Popeye decides this is the month he goes off spinach. So... I was going clean, straight sketch. So in this 2 weeks, two podcasts, two cons happen.
Oh yeah,
that would not have been an issue.
Sure.
When we booked them,
Emerald City,
and Vancouver Fan Expo.
Yeah.
So that's both are 3 day sucks of our time.
Sure.
You know. So
and your energy.
Yeah. So you know, we tried to work around that. Anyway, it all led to chaos, von chaos, whatever. But and I was and both my wife and I did have our crazy moments in the last 2 days. Basically, I stayed up from basically spent about 2.5 days awake.
Yeah.
One of those days forgetting to eat while just packing, and then basically being heckled by my landlady in the last couple of hours of that, going, what are you doing? Why aren't you out of here? Come on. And it's like, are you renting the place? No, it's not going to be anything because you can't rent it because we're going to renovate. Oh, you're renovating? So you got to get us out of here to renovate this stuff. No, it's just going to be an empty... Oh, so you got to get us out of here so you can have an empty fucking room that does nothing.
Wow.
Are you a human anyway?
Was this a debating club?
Oh, dude. Things worked out in the end. And
yeah.
I was able to, you know, with charm, I guess, mm-hmm. enough our damage deposit back. And had to do the walk around today.
Yeah.
After, like, getting next to no sleep last night after getting no sleep for 2 days. Anyway. So we're moved. That's the long and the short of it.
Yeah.
Into a better place, I think.
Sure.
That's
I think
nice.
So.
I think it's nice.
I agree with you.
We had lovely relatives.
I've been there.
Yeah. My mother-in-law, my aunt-in-law, and my wife and sister-in-law painted the place. It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I had help with moving from you. It was invaluable. Yesterday, we had a bit of a panic where, you know, we were told we had to get out sooner than we thought we had to.
Yeah.
And my wife did a tweet, and we had a friend come by in a van just randomly and went, look her up! And we
did. That's great.
And yeah. It's so, you know, it basically the only thing that fueled this nightmare project was goodwill and love of friends and family. And I'm just like, oh, but it was beyond stressful. It mm-hmm. was beyond stressful. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And I was just, ugh, is all I got to say. So yeah. It's done.
I'm with you.
Under all my stuff is my real stuff.
Yes.
I got to work my way out.
Yeah.
I've had to talk to so many people over the last little while.
Sick of humans.
I'm not sick of humans.
Oh, okay.
You know, I could use some quiet time.
I don't think
time.
You are a sociopath.
Okay, good. But no, you and I have talked about this before, about what it means to be an introvert.
Yes.
And why don't you say what you think it is, because I've just talked for a long time. Go.
Well, my understanding of an introvert isn't like someone who's shy, because I'm not really that
That's
shy.
That's the mistake people
yeah,
make.
Yeah, I'm not
and
a
those
super
people
shy
that
person.
Are just shy,
mm-hmm.
fuck those people. That's what we say, right? To hell with them, those shy people.
If they'll let
I
you.
I think we should out them.
Yeah.
I think we should make a public spectacle of them. Parade them up and down Main Street.
But there are people that if you like draw any sort of attention to them, they'll you know, flush, their face will get flushed, they'll be red-faced and stuff like that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're introverts. They might be an extroverted person that just has trouble, you know, in crowds or something like that, but still want to. Because what an introvert is someone who can, basically, someone who can... you know, be with people for a while, but doesn't get any energy from other people. You know, their energy comes from their by themselves time,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so when you're an introvert, you need to have your reading time or whatever it is that's just your time when you're by yourself and you just kind of recharge your batteries and get your energy back up. And then you can go back out into the world and socialize and deal with people. And you can be shy, you can be as in your face as you want, but in the end, you can't get your energy from other people.
Yeah, and the energy doesn't mean is you don't you. Like other people.
Yeah, other people are great, yeah. But it's just after a while, like I know for myself, and it's hard to believe doing this show and doing Totally Tintin, I actually get tired talking to people. Like I get, like, you know, this eventually this sort of fatigue takes over if I'm mm-hmm. talking to someone for a long time, and I just feel like, that's good, I'm done now.
Yeah.
And I just sort of disappear.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just kind of gone. Like, where is Dad or where is David gone? And I was like that as a kid, you know? I mean, there's a reason why, you know, there's people who are good guitar players or just like good musicians or good artists or good writers. And a lot of those people are...
Snipers.
Good snipers or just people that needed to have their own time by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and so when I was a kid, I could be with friends for a while. And then it's time to go into the house and maybe watch television by myself or go upstairs and draw or read, you know. And it's harder when you're an adult to find that time.
Yeah.
That time to recharge. But
because it's tough to do that at work because mm-hmm. you got to be out there. And yep. then, you know, you're with your family. You don't want to be, you know, distant. It's like it's not you. It's me. I well, just got to go and charge it up.
Yeah. To be honest, that's one thing I like about my job is that, you know, I don't have to deal with people all day long. I can go into the office, I can goof around, and then I can go back out into the warehouse and close the door, and it's just me by myself.
Right.
You know, and people might come in every once in a while, and I feel like my space has been invaded.
Right.
But, you know...
You have to put pants back on.
It's outrageous. But you just need
what is this, Stalin's time. Russia?
So you as an introvert have been feeling the same way. I mean, you've just, like, having me there all day as we were moving stuff. Like, you like me, we talk all the time and stuff like that. But eventually... Believe it or not, I will wear on you because you're not someone, because I'm not giving you any energy. I'm, you know, I'm just drawing energy from you. That's what it feels like when you're an introvert. It's like people are taking everything from you. You're not getting anything.
And I don't want to say it. And again, it's, you know, it's all positive situations, but mm-hmm. doing the con,
yeah.
you know, it's, you know, you're talking to people and everything's nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's all completely positive.
Sure.
But there comes to a point where you're just, I just need alone time. Yeah, I just exactly. got to go. I got to go to the bathroom, though. I don't need to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I need to just go walk around the building. I need to recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been incredibly public 2 weeks.
Yeah. And your life's disrupted.
And asking for favors. Asking for a bunch mm-hmm. of favors from people, you know. And not being able to not ask for favors because there's stuff that I can't do mm-hmm. on my own. And that's tough, too. I'm not great at... I doubt there's very many people that go, I love asking favors. I love going to people and going, can you help a brother out?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there are some people who do enjoy it, but not me, you know? And so, yeah, you got to do that too. And even in the most positive of situations, you know, it's rough.
It's weird. And it's funny that you feel that way because as someone who came and helped for a little while,
right.
I didn't do a lot, but I did a little bit. A
lot of heckling live tweeting, just like, that's right. I can't lift nothing.
That's right. I did two boxes.
Let me take a picture of this inside of his closet. Check it out.
But as, I don't feel like it's a favor. Like
and yet it would be, the dictionary disagrees with you.
But I'm...
All right, here's what I think it is.
Okay.
Everybody, here's what happened. I needed to move. Dave came over. And helped me for hours and hours and hours moving heavy things, helped organize it, got us to do things we couldn't have done, like unloading the storage area that was ridiculous. By the end of it, we were all just, what? and that's what he did. He did it for no thanks. We gave him pizza, but that's just a social thing. So do you think he did me a favor? Audience, please respond. Now, oh, you are right. Stop yelling. Yes, clearly he did. Stop yelling at me. Now back to David with his perspective. Open up the Dave dictionary.
Because I feel like I'm your friend. There's no favor there.
Understood.
It's just me.
It's true.
Being your friend. Like that's not like you should never to be a friend. You should never hesitate to ask another friend for a hand.
Okay. Now I'm going to turn back to our audience for a second.
Sure.
Hi, everybody. Now, you all know that there's different spectrums of friends, right? And you've got to guess the favor to the spectrum Because you can't be like, hey, new friend I just met at work 2 weeks ago. Will you help me move my marble pillar? No. So it all goes up. I mean, listen. Depends. What you got to do, guys, if you want to get a guy to help you move, you got to like, here's what you got to do. You got to, first of all, get him in high school. Get him when he's young. You got to like, he says, I'm starting a sketch comedy group. Here's what you got to do. You got to put in some time. You got to like write a bunch of sketches.
You got to pretend that you like sketches.
Yeah, you got to pretend it. Now you got to play this the long con. You got to do this for years. You got to go to his wedding. Yep. Yeah, you got to like talk him things. If you can, when he goes like, I want to do a podcast, you go, okay. And you do a podcast. Like, this might take you 3 years to lay down this pipe.
Man.
Now listen, he might then go like, why don't we do one about the Beatles? You might have to do all the Beatles albums. You might, but wait a second. Keep it playing it out. Now at some point you may go, how about Tintin? You got to do it. Got to do all the Tintins, all the books.
Yeah.
But what you get is 2 days worth of moving services for free. And this is the long con.
That's true.
Yeah.
I also came to your house and I fixed your doorknobs for you.
It's a little personal.
shouldn't have gone there.
That's right.
Sorry.
No, this actually was one of those things where it's just like, I am not a man. Though, you know, the doorknob on our bedroom, was a little loose.
Yeah.
And my wife went in there to do something and shut the door and could not get out.
Yeah, that's at one scary. Point.
It's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And does not know how to, you know, and finally, like, was able to, you know, jimmy enough to get it out. And I was like, oh, we got to fix that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, well, we got to talk to the landlord and get this door fixed. And he's hard to reach and I don't know. And then you come over and just go, you got a screwdriver? Da 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 da. I'm a wizard. Look at my wand. And then you go to all the doors, and now everything's working. Da 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 da. He's the wizard. Knows the things that you should know, because this is basic. Really, seriously, half a turn. Da 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 da. Ugh. But it was very nice of you, and we were very grateful.
Well, it's funny because what's funny is because I actually enjoy those sort of things. I don't enjoy them as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But when we first bought our house, I mean, you're so eager to like do things around your house.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, downstairs, I mean, I built all like tons of bookshelves, right? I built like two rooms full of bookshelves, and because you're so eager, you know, I have all these books and now I can put them up on the walls. Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And I have all this extra room. I don't have any more room, but I had all this extra room for all this stuff. And then, you know, you're so excited and you know, you want to fix, do this and do that. And then somehow that energy dissipates and you're like, oh, I should paint the kitchen sometime. And you have this idea in your head. I'm going to paint it this color and I'm going to do this to it and it's going to be great. Oh, 6 months has passed since I started thinking about this. Oh my God. Yeah, it's funny. Like it just seems like your interest level kind of
goes down, an interesting skill set. Like, you know, with the painting, you know, and bless her, she's bringing me in on it, right? But like things like, you know, my wife would be showing me, so we can have the kitchen this shade of green or this, or what do you like? And I'm looking at them. And I feel, honestly, you know what, guys? I feel like I'm a fucking sitcom husband right now. I'm talking about these cackling birds in the hallway, and I don't feel like a man, and I don't understand, and things, boo-boo-boo-boo. But no, I'm looking at these, and I honestly, no clue. Like, it's just no clue. It's like you are giving me that Blade Runner test. And just like, which of these do you prefer? This one. Okay, Uncle Fucker, whatever you say. Like, I got no clue.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, if you told me, like, look around this office and go, like, what color should this wall be? No idea. I don't care. It matters not. You know, when they show me the colors, I go, yeah, this looks very soothing and nice. But I couldn't have picked this one out of a hat if you gave me 1,000 tries at all. Not even close. It just doesn't register. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, why don't you ask me what the number 3 smells like? I don't know. But if you go, it smells like bacon. Well, now, I guess it smells like bacon. Sure, number 3 smells like bacon. It's fine. I don't object to it. You tell me it is. It's fine. But it's not something I can do. But if, you know, I'm going to be producing, that James Bond show that we did.
Yeah.
Again, I know I'm going to be doing that in Chilliwack, you know, in the fall. And I'll be able to do that. I'll be able to put
if
that
if you can find that stuff in the boxes.
Did I? No. But I can do that. I can put like a whole show together. I can do video clips. I can write a script.
Yeah.
I can direct the whole thing. I can do all this stuff. Sure. And other people, that's out of their skill
set. That's your skill set. Yeah.
Right.
That's
right. I mean, I can do, I think, the things that I do specifically better than a lot of other people. Not to say better, but like I can do them very well in a unique way that only I think I can. Like if I'm writing a comic book, I look at a comic book I wrote, and I don't think other people could write that same comic book the way I could.
Nor would they want to.
Right.
That's something that friends do, everybody.
That's right. It's needling. He did that through the whole time we were doing this. Like, hey,
that's right.
Hair's getting gray. Hey.
Hey, Johnny One Box.
How you doing? Yeah. Actually, let me just throw this out there. At the con.
Yeah.
And you showed up for a day at the con.
Yes, I did.
Which was nice.
Thank you. I hope I helped the day pass a little faster.
Right. We had, I'm not going to say the name of the listener, but we had a listener.
Why not?
Well, you want to? Go for it.
Oh, you can.
All right. So we had a listener. She can be named if she wants to be named, then we will name later. But for the sake of said story, I will not name.
Okay.
But if she wants to be named, name will happen, or come on our message board, sneakydrag.com, go, yeah, that was me. okay, I'll just say this, and then I'll get to the other thing. She bought some shirts from us.
Yep.
We still owe her one shirt.
Yes, we do.
And she that was very, very nice. And then the next day, she posted a picture of herself wearing the shirt.
Yes.
With John Barrowman.
Yes.
With his hands clasped around her bosom.
Yes.
And then other members of her family, I believe her husband.
Husband, yes, possibly.
I never want to say someone's a husband.
Sure.
But it looks like they're someone. Anyway, so it's all like gropey.
We don't know. He could be her pet.
Good fun with John Barrowman from Torchwood, Doctor Who,
The Arrow.
Yeah. All those things.
Is it The Arrow or just Arrow?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But with his hands clasped around her bosoms. And I was like, oh, there's a picture. And then I realized that the shirt she was wearing while this was occurring was a Sneaky Dragon shirt.
The Sneaky Dragon, the Alien 3.
Right. So Sneaky has now been groped by John Barrowman.
That is fantastic.
It was very good. It was a moment that both of us raised our spirits and we went, Dave, it's all been worthwhile.
It's all been worthwhile.
Right.
For this moment, this moment alone, it's worth having done 175 shows.
Now, most of the conventions I go to are out of town, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So people come up and they'll talk about the work, or they'll know me maybe from some other writing thing I've done or what have you.
Yeah.
Local con is a bit different, because local con, you meet your high school chums.
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Now?
Now, if I'm about to mention somebody, it's not you. If you're listening and you go, I went to high school with him and I said hi to him at Fan Expo. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm talking about someone else.
That's right.
There
was a lot of them.
Right.
I met some of them.
Right. So
not all of them.
No. And here's what they'll do. Rather, the other people will not so much do, except possibly online. They will give you a compliment.
Yes.
And they will give you some critiques.
They'll give you a compliment, then take it away?
No, that compliment will stand.
Oh, okay.
But then other ones will follow. and it'll be a thing about, you know, I like your, you're doing that radio show. Yeah, I write for that radio show. Yeah, man, my kids love that show.
Mm.
My kids love the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to my taste.
Wow.
Well, you don't need to tell me that.
No.
There's no need.
No.
We could have just stayed with a compliment. We don't need that extra thing. But because they're from high school or from the past, they feel a need. They've been going, oh, I don't care for this. I'll tell them next time I see them. You know, there's some sort of judgment in you that like should tell you, there's no need. And hey, other high school friends.
Yeah.
I know I weigh more than I did then. You don't need to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'm, you know, hairline's going back a bit. Maybe my hair's gray. Maybe parts of it are gray and parts of it look like I dyed my hair before.
Yeah.
So it's that because I didn't have time to dye it for this because I'm busy.
Yeah.
So you don't need to bring it up. Like, what reaction were you expecting? Was like, hey, you got a little gray on top, huh? Yeah. What do you expect? Like, ha ha, you got me. Score. High five. Boom. Wait a second. Wait a minute. I said the first person said I was going gray. I was going to give $10. You're right. You're the one. I did live tweet that. Here you go. There's $10. Thanks, buddy. You know, listen, hey, everyone else around here is too scared to tell the fucking truth.
Yeah.
But man, you know what? You keep it real.
Oh, I thought it, but I just can never bring myself to
no,
say
no,
it.
No, no, no. You know what? He's saying what other people are thinking.
Yeah.
You know, but he's got the balls to say it. He can tell the emperor here that I got no new clothes, man.
Yeah.
Good fucking for him. And you know what?
No new clothes.
Yeah, you know what? Because I can't afford them right now because I'm moving. Exactly. You know what?
Yeah.
I respect that guy who told me that I gained weight. Thanks, man.
Why wouldn't you?
You got it. Now, I know you did too. Person who said this to me, notice how I didn't return that because that would be weird to bring it up because I'm a human being with feelings and empathy, even though I said I was a sociopath earlier. But holy shit. Every one of them, man. It was like every one of them would just be like, you know, you keep the conversation going long enough till that comes in.
Well, I think, by the way, it makes you, I think you're a sociopath.
Oh, wait, you just made that up.
Yeah. Put together some stuff. I think.
Didn't you go to a concert of his?
Sociopath
Stevens?
That's right. No, that's in the end of June or beginning of June, actually.
Okay, sure.
I still can't find his album anywhere in Vancouver.
Mm.
No one wants to carry it. He's played on the radio here.
Well, people have mixed feelings about him.
I guess so. Sociopath. I don't want to call it jealousy, but it feels like envy. It feels like people are like, you know, they had certain expectations for themselves, and they did not meet them.
Yeah.
You look like you're doing something better than them.
Yeah.
And that maybe causes a little bit of rancor, a little bit of
gotta take him down feeling. A few notches.
Yeah, so when they see you...
Is he signing autographs?
That's right.
He can't be signing autographs.
Not Boothby.
No, there's...
Who'd want Boothby's...
There's Carrie Fisher.
There's
John Barrowman groping someone's breasts wearing a sneaky dragon shirt. I don't know what that is. William Shatner's there.
Yeah.
Now, let's... All right, I'm not going to say we're all sitting together. Mm. Then there's a couple of washrooms, a snack bar.
Yeah.
Then me.
Not quite that bad. You were pretty close to that action there. Basically, it's like a couple of people I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
Our good friend James Lloyd... Couple more people I didn't know, and then us. So it wasn't that bad. We were pretty close to the stars table or whatever you want to call that.
Area. Sure. Okay.
The people who only have to show up for an hour.
Yeah.
Unless you're John Barrowman, and he was there all day.
Maybe he was really nice, though.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. He's a super great guy. You know what? Hey, let me just say, look, I'm not a big fan of the show Arrow. I'm not.
Call it The Arrow. That's how much of a fan you are.
You don't even know it. Here's what I say to that show. Don't be ashamed to call yourself Green Arrow, because that's what you are.
Yeah.
You're Green Arrow. Be Green Arrow. Don't be Arrow. Batman isn't just Bat.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's
okay.
The man.
But I've met other people from the show.
Yeah.
And to a person, sweet. And they use, this sounds like a weird superhero thing, their powers for good. Like they're always doing charity work with kids, and they're doing this and going to see this and at this hospital and spending all their spare time, like doing all these wonderful things.
They're fooling everyone.
Yeah, they are. They play again, the long con.
The long con.
They are hoping for 2 days worth of free moving services at some point in the future, but they've got a fucking LA mansion, guys. So you watch it.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Now you won't have to drain the pool because there's no water there anymore. So there, you're set. You're fine on
That's what she said.
But they're at But yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. And it's not my
place.
I hate, whenever, you know, that's the old school thing is just like, hey, this person like was picking on you. They're just jealous of you. No, they're not.
They are.
They can be jealous of you, but they could also just be bored.
I used to be that way.
Yeah, but they could also be bored. There's a lot of reasons why a kid's picking on you in school. You know, maybe his dad's smacking him around. Maybe he's just bored and is in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like his math class and he wants to do something. He's like, ugh, and so he just throws something at your head.
Okay, yeah, but that's school where boredom is the main objective.
Right.
But here he's meeting you, hasn't seen you for a long time, or they haven't seen you for a long time, these various people we're talking about. They're coming, you know, and I don't think they're coming specifically to see you, but they've come to this interesting event that's not boring. John Barrowman's groping people. How can it be boring?
Yeah.
Then
some with permission.
That's right. Then they see, I don't know what did I do to deserve
it? And when they get mad, he just goes, I got Barrowman bucks. He just pays them off. And they're just like dollars with his face on them.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of him groping you on the bill.
But if you look at it, it says, good for one move. So that's not a boring place. There's no excuse for it. And plus, they're old. They're old people now. They're like us.
Yeah.
They're old. There's no, why are you this way? I'll admit, like when I was in my 20s, I was very jealous of other people's success.
Okay.
Super jealous.
Okay.
I wanted it. I didn't want to do the work for it, but I just wanted the success. You know, so if someone was successful.
By the way, it's a lot of work if you do get it.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it is. Yeah. And if someone was successful, I'd put them down, you know, like, oh, you know, anyone could do what they do. You know, just stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Like if you say that about someone, you're not saying it because you're not coming from a good place. You're coming from a place of envy or jealousy. And that's no different than what these people are saying.
Be. Here's the other side of things that might be. It's like when you were, it's someone who hasn't seen you really that much from high school. So
yeah.
Their relation, like everyone's got a relationship with someone else. And, you know, your social cues are based on that relationship.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So your relationship now is like, hey, it's my old college buddy. Hey, man, how you doing? And like you're sounding different than you are at the office.
Yeah.
Your relationship with this person was that.
Sure.
So maybe you're trying to act like you did then because that's the way you remember this person. But you were kids and dumb and were insulting maybe with each other. And that was the fun thing then.
Yeah.
But we've all grown up.
Well, that's what I mean. There's no need that we're old now. Those sort of feelings should have melted away.
It's like a Cro-Magnon man, and all of a sudden there's someone else, and they remember each other from when they were evolved from fish, and the guy's like, hey, remember flopping on the beach? That was pretty good. It's like, well, yeah, but we've evolved. Now we're humans and can eat food from trees. Yeah, flopping on the beach was the best. Okay, yeah, it's fine. Hey, Mr. Walking Upright thinks he's a big shot. Look at him.
Yeah. I mean, let's put the best face on it. Let's say that. I mean, maybe that's what it is. That's, you know, they're just kind of regressing to, and maybe that would happen. I don't know. If I met friends from that time period, would I turn back into my abrasive, idiotic self from grade 12? I don't know. I hope not.
Well, you have met people from that era, do you?
And I don't know.
Like, you've been to enough high school reunions that, like, have you? Like, that's what it felt like to me was, you know, I think I got a high school reunion this year. Yeah, I do.
You should go.
I don't know. So, but I feel like I've already gone. Like, I feel like I've met so many people that's just like, you know?
The people you really
want to... It is. It's my 30th reunion this year. That's right.
The people that you really want to see... This is going to sound kind of weird, but the people that you really want to see at your high school reunion...
I do a podcast with anyway.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's the one person you want to see?
Well, you know, generally, you know? Like if there's, you know, it'd be like everyone else is like, hey, how are you doing? You'd be fine. But I could see them anyway.
That's true. It's a bit of a different thing, though. Like a high school reunion, it's a different setting, and it's not high school.
Yeah.
You know, and what's nice about it is it's not your 10th.
Because
your 10th is your people are still striving to be something, you know, so there is a lot of regressing back into high school, you know, patterns or that sort of fake, you know, pushing forward, like, you know, I'm this successful and I'm doing this and doing that, you know, when you get up to where I am now, that seems to be gone. Or the people who are like that don't come because you know, because they were pushing this kind of fake success, it never came for them. So they don't want to show their face, you know? So there is a kind of a winnowing, and you're kind of left with a very pleasant group of people that you actually enjoy being with.
Oh, that's possible.
Which is nice. And the best thing about it is, this is going to sound strange, the best thing about it is the women. I don't know why, but it's so nice to see all the girls that you knew when you were in high school. I don't know why that is. It's more for me. It's more than the guys. Like I do like to see the guys, and I want to talk to them stuff like that. But it's just interesting to see to talk to. Maybe because I was such a awkward teenager, I didn't really ever talk to them. I knew them, and we were always very friendly and stuff like that. We sang in choir together, or played in band, or did whatever together. But yeah, it's fun to be in this sort of social situation where you can just be like, "Yeah, I'm just talking to you and listening to about your life and enjoying what you're doing." And,
I could see that.
It's interesting. I really actually enjoy high school reunions, which is weird.
Yeah, no, you are the person who enjoys high school reunions.
And it's like weird because I wasn't like a huge high school person.
Some people don't. I can think of a lot of people who don't. Mm-hmm. Some people do. And when I think of some people that do, it's you.
Yeah. Partly because I'm a very social person. Even though I'm an introvert, I'm a very social person. And so I enjoy that social element. But what's also nice about it is you have a set amount of time where you're social.
Oh, I do like that.
And then you get to leave.
Oh, I like that. I like having a clock. I like we got to end it now.
And the best thing to do is go by yourself, because it is nice to be with your wife, but it's not nice to be with your wife at a place where there's no one that they know. Now, my wife, Lisa, is she's not a social person like I am. Like, I've gone to grad reunions with her, and it does not go well, because she's not a person that puts herself out there. So I remember we went to one, and we sat at a table with two couples who knew each other very well that apparently she did not know at all. And so she did not say a word to them. They did not say a word to us. And a couple of people that she knew came by the table and talked for a little bit. But it was basically just us sitting there, you know, which we could have done at home.
Yeah.
We didn't really need to be at this hall doing this. So the last one she went to, I just said, you'd go by yourself. That's the best thing to do. Because that is the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, don't, if I'm there, then you are with me. And you are looking, you know, you're with me and you want to do stuff. Like, I'm with my husband, so I'm going to talk with him. And no. Go and meet people from your past. This is what it's for. Like, there's always people that you knew and they're interesting and they've got stuff to say. They've lived a life. Go find out.
No, that is cool. That is cool. All right, maybe I will. And if I do, I'll tell you folks about it.
Go.
All right. Okay.
It's funny. I've often been tempted to go to the 85 reunion because I knew so many people from that grade.
I don't think that'd be weird.
Some of them don't remember me fondly, probably, but a lot of them do.
Wait, are you asking to go as my date?
No, I'm not asking to go as your date.
Because that's the only way I could see this working. Is this what's going? Well, have you been playing the long con?
I did help you move.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. I was thinking another thing about the con itself, that not the long con, but the
that's Comic-Con. A whole different con.
I think one of the reasons I think I felt a little bit vulnerable there was I meet a lot of people that are socially awkward at cons, mm-hmm. you know, and they have and your relationship with them. It's like, all right, now I'm just going to say this on the most blunt level possible.
Sure.
It's like you're talking to strangers. It's almost a speed dating thing. Someone comes up that you don't know at all.
Yeah.
And you've got to evaluate pretty, you know, often where on the spectrum they are. And you're like, what's your thing? What's your thing? Okay. You want to do a bunch of impressions of Simpsons characters to me. That's fair. Okay. All right. Let's do. All right. And or whatever question they ask you, you know, it's something very important. Or they've got a book and they have a memory of it or something. And you're like, okay, but there might be at some point that gets a little weird because they're very intense.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's an awkward situation for them to come up and talk to you. And they've been rehearsing in their head what they're going to say. And then they go off script and it's they're thrown. And you've got to be comforting to them. So I'm extremely on while I'm talking to someone like that. So then if I have someone come and be jokingly insulting to me, I've got this open like thing. I'm just going to take my couple layers of skin off here.
Yeah.
And then the person comes on with like a couple of rubber bands and starts snapping. It's like, no, I had to be vulnerable to be over. Oh, okay. Here we go. And now, what do you need from me? You need me to be jokey and high schooly. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, if we're going to do insult humor, I can come at you.
That's come a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm holding back mm-hmm. right now because I can do it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to because then it wouldn't be nice and there's no win in that.
Well, I think I mentioned that before we were talking about my former work. My boss was, he liked to tease and make little jokes and stuff like that. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it too. I'm not just going to listen and not say a word. And,
yeah.
Okay, boss. No, I'm going to zing you back.
Oh,
if you want to zing me, I will zing you.
And there's a lot of people who are...
And I'm a professional podcaster.
Absolutely.
So you're going to get zung.
Yeah. There's a lot of people I know who really are dish it out but can't take it
mm-hmm.
at all. And often they dish it out because they want to control the room.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want to take it randomly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, you've just changed the tone of the room to where this is
You started it.
Yeah. And so then they have to like take it, but then they're... they're all tight now. It's all awkward. And they're waiting for their chance to... get you hard.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no one's going to win with this. No one's going to win. Have you ever seen the internet? Have you ever seen the comments section? Has anyone ever won in a contest?
Is that the movie with Seth Rogen and James Franco?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That was it. That was exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And you can't get it online now. Oh, wait, now you can. Now you can only, well, now you have to get it. Now it's on your iPhone if you buy an iPhone.
Automatically loaded.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It comes hidden in the YouTube album.
It's like Seth Rogen. It's always loaded.
Sure. I don't know if pot is a way of saying loaded. That seems to be just being drunk.
Okay.
Are you thinking Herbie?
I was reaching.
Because Herbie was fully loaded.
Well, he was fully loaded, that's for sure.
Which is why he shouldn't have been driving.
No.
Not in the
He was
slightest.
Bananas.
No. He did go bananas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then, did you hear? He caught the love bug.
Yeah.
And he had to call everyone that he'd been with in the last like 10 years and tell them, oh, you might have the love bug honk.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. He had to call Christine.
Yeah. Did you hear?
He had to call Kit.
Did you hear? I went bananas. That's bananas.
Yep.
The shit is bananas. Okay.
No, it's fine.
Forget it.
No, the podcast is just gone to it.
It's gone bananas.
Yeah. Listen, folks, I appreciate you listening to this, to our show, and it's great. And I apologize for the amount of times we come on and go, guys, we're really tired. And
I didn't say anything. You're the one going there.
Now, and also,
I thought we were having a nice conversation.
We are having a lovely conversation. And it's sort of like your friend at work who just got a job moonlighting and is now coming to work really tired. Yeah. And it's like, hey, buddy, you used to come here with all that pep and vigor. What are you doing? I'm doing a Tintin podcast before I come over here. Oh, how long do those usually go? This one went 3 hours. What the fuck?
Don't tell people that.
What do you mean? They can see it. It says it on iTunes.
It'll surprise them.
No, it won't.
They're going to be like, it can't possibly be that long. I must have misread it. I'm sure it meant 3 minutes. And then they'll start listening. They'll be like, oh my God, this fucker is 3 hours long. Holy crap. What does he think?
Well, I've had enough of you insulting our podcast on here.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah. Which is the reason you're going like, how come these Sneaky Dragons have been kind of shorter than normal? They're just an hour. Well, here's what happens. We're pooped. But we still feel we owe you a solid hour of free entertainment. Because listen, guys, here's what we're doing. Dave and I are playing the long con with you. We're gonna do some more of these podcasts, mm-hmm. maybe at least 10 years.
Yes.
Then we're going to contact each and every one of you and mm-hmm. ask you to help us move.
That's right. And this time, you wouldn't believe the amount of crap I've accumulated in the 20 years or more that I've been in my house.
Yeah.
I just bought 19 records yesterday.
Right.
More records. And probably 19 and probably 14 of them I already have. And I just couldn't remember it when I bought them.
Now, the other thing you don't know is David collects antique bowling balls.
See the problem? Back when they were brass. Basically, when bowling started, it was cannonballs.
Yeah.
And they were rolling around on the deck.
Right.
Knocking over sailors like ninepins.
Yeah.
Someone said, wait a second, I've got an idea.
And you might think that that's... But also, Dave is a cannon collector
as
well.
I'm a cannon enthusiast. That's the word we use.
You might say, mm-hmm. hey, why not just load up those cannons with those balls mm-hmm. and shoot them at your new house?
That's a good idea. The problem is... I'm not that close.
Right. Here's something I would like to do the next
time. Did I mention it's an 8-hour drive for the trips, you guys?
You got a real powerful cannon.
When you're helping.
Here's what I want to do next time I move. The majority of the things I own, I'm going to do a thing called Bucker Chipper. And what's going to happen is I'm going to go out onto my lawn.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, we're doing an auction. And I'll hold up things and go, someone give me $1 for this? If they do, they get the object.
Yeah.
The object might be worth $1. Might be worth 50 cents, might be worth $100.
Okay.
They get it.
Yeah.
And if they don't, into the chipper it goes. That's what's going to happen.
That's how you feel.
Everything. Everything.
You will not feel that way the next time you move, though.
There it goes.
You will not feel that way. You will be like, you will look at your stuff and you'll be like, I love all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is the greatest stuff ever.
Yeah, I'll think I would like to crawl through 10 feet of this mm-hmm. to get some toothpaste one day.
It is a problem. You're right. It is. Like, I mean, we talked about it a little bit with my moving at work. Like, the company was closing down and they were getting rid of all the product. Right. And that's kind of like moving. When we did move. Yeah. We moved from one set of warehouses to the warehouse that we've...
I've moved to other building, bookstores. I've moved to a bookstore, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and it works in a pretty, you know, because you've got easy to pack stuff or stuff that's already packed.
Sure.
Like we had, our product was in boxes. So you just, there you go, there are boxes. But then we had our parts. The parts weren't in boxes. So they all had to get boxed up and then piled into these really awkward pallets because they're not all uniform boxes like our other product.
Aye.
So I was there for that. But
it's like
I,
you're telling me a ghost story right
what
now.
I'm so glad is that I wasn't there for the end. You know, because that's the worst part. And you know, because then you're crawling under the bathroom counter, taking out these washcloths that even the cat wouldn't use, you know, and stuff like you don't even know where it came from. You're taking stuff out of there. You're like, was this here when we moved in? Because I do not think that I bought anything that looks quite
where
like
this. Where is this key ring from? Why are there so many keys on it? Why do I have it?
What are they open?
Clearly it's mine.
Yeah.
Why does one say important? Why does someone
is that
say,
what it said, really?
Why does one say Papa's gold. Papa's
gold. That's right. Nazi gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah. And that's like I don't mind. Like, you know, the idea of like moving a bunch of books or records.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like if you get boxes, and when we moved last time, my brother, who works at Carter Honda at that time, they got these boxes that had the antifreeze came in them.
Yeah.
That they would put, or the windshield wiper fluid. And they went to that stuff like anything. So they had all these boxes. So he gave me like a ton of these boxes. And they fit records perfectly. They fit CDs perfectly. Books went in there like snug as a bug. Like you could just fill these things with anything. It was just awesome. Like they were like little bricks, each one. Because I also like to pack things. I like to pack. So they were just perfect. Like you could pile, you could stack them up 20 feet high and it wouldn't matter because they were just so, they were just great boxes. So that was fun, you know? Oh, let's put all these books in there. Records, get them all taped up. You know, records A to B and whatever, you know? And so you pile them all and it's all ready to go. Oh, that's great. That's so easy. I love moving. It's great. Oh, plates. Oh no! Gotta, how do you pack plates? Like then you gotta wrap the plates. Yeah, and go to the
corner, get the free paper. All right.
Yeah, you get the chipper out. Who wants his plate? Nope. It's come on, you guys. This is out of print. Denby Harlequin. Anyone? Nope.
The worst one. Okay, was this, and you heard about this over dinner, but like the movers who were great.
Yes.
Okay. So good. They came over and we had a TV, and our TV isn't huge, but you know, what they did was they brought up a box for a TV.
Yeah.
Like it was a Sony, a huge, like imagine, you know, one of those really big TV boxes and they were going to put the TV
like
in.
It's a 55 inch screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Big box. So, but they didn't need it. I mean, I'll just wrap this up and take it. It's small enough. So great. So
is your TV, like an LCD, like a flat screen or is it a tube?
It's flat screen.
So it's pretty light. You can carry it yourself.
Yeah, piece of pie. So here's the thing. So they leave the box. They say, did you want the box? I'm like, yeah, we could probably use the box. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Here's so what
That's
happens.
That's the worst thing, a large box.
It wouldn't be if we decided to put the pillows in there. Maybe that would be fine, right?
Yeah, that's
there
true.
Were things you could sure. put in there that would not be horrible. But here's what happened. During the last, like, whatever.
The last leg of the
journey. The last leg, we get the billing manager going, now. So my mother-in-law, who is very clean and fussy, and she's cleaning everything, and she's really great at that. She's like, oh, we've got to clean it all. We got to get it all out of here. So she takes this box that's a sizable box and just starts throwing random objects into it, like full bags of birdseed. Which I can carry a bag of birdseed, but I can't carry 25 bags of birdseed in a thin, awkward box.
Yeah,
like this thing, she's throwing all the umbrellas in. She's throwing like books. Like you have the phone book in there. We've got to fill it up with as much random things as possible. There's a bit of me that wanted to just like cover it in water, freeze it, and make it a piece of art.
Cut it in half.
Like
Damien, like the... Yeah. Artist whose name is escaping me. Do you know who I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like
who
he cuts
mean.
The shark in half, and stuff, or has a shark in the formaldehyde.
And it was such a nice gesture.
Damien Hirst.
There you go. It's such a nice gesture. But like when she had finished, not even finished, three quarters of the way through, it was like you've made the most. There's no human that could lift this. And so we had a little dolly, and you know, some people there, like my sister-in-law, went, "We can put it on the dolly." We can't put it on the dolly. It still won't even work because now the dolly's too top heavy. And it's just, we could. If we put it on the dolly, we could go plow a field now with it and have a harvest for autumn.
Of birdseed.
Of birdseed. We would grow our own birds and it would be a lovely thing. Oh my gosh. It was just like, so we can get it all out now.
That is harsh.
So heavy and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, but now
that seems like it seems like moving 101 that you don't use that big a box for that sort of
no.
Here's the sort of miscellany.
We've found like the best boxes that you can get for free.
Which were
like here's what we should have done. We should have gone this thing called frog boxes where they just have these boxes that you basically rent. They can carry easily. You fill them up and then at the end of it, they just take them back.
Yeah.
And it's great. And they give like a percentage to the environment. And it's great. But what we found was, and don't go taking all these from us. Okay. But we're not going to move for a long time. And this sounds like, oh, but unfortunately, some people in her family have had to go through kidney dialysis.
Yeah.
But the boxes they have there are sturdy and like have to be, you know, working at pharmacy. And they're great. The handles are strong and whatever, and they have a lot of them and go through a lot of them. And so we always get a load from there, and those work out fantastic.
Mm.
As opposed to giant TV. Like, it's still, okay, where it's like, it's somewhere in the house right now.
Sure.
You can't even access.
Like, you know you're near it because you hear the Jaws theme.
Oh, let me tell you this too. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so just imagine as much random things, again, birdseed, books, what umbrellas, yeah. Everything.
The answering machine.
Bowling trophies. There are probably phones in there. Okay, now lying on the bottom of that box,
yeah,
just lying on the very bottom, is the remote control for the TV.
Oh, is it really?
That's what they think. Because I was asking, where's the remote control for the TV? What I had done was, I went, oh, we're going to lose this.
Yeah.
What we're going to do, I'm going to put it on the kitchen counter here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the last thing I'm going to take, because I'll take it and I'll just put it in my pocket.
Sure.
I'll carry it out the thing. I'm part of the, we got to get everything. First thing on the counter, the TV remote, bottom of the box, which means it's now dust, probably, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, eventually the batteries will break. It'll burn through the bottom of the box and free itself. Maybe it'll merge with some of the other things and form a humanoid freaking robot kind of DNA mess.
A sociopath.
Yeah, it's not going to get better than that. Hi, everybody. So we're going to wrap that up there. Next week on our show, I will be more refreshed.
Are we going to talk about moving?
What?
Next show.
I don't know.
I think we should. Yeah, I think we should talk about that because you didn't really get into it in this show.
Are you being sarcastic?
Would I be sarcastic? Would I be sarcastic to you?
I'm not going to my high school reunion. Bunch of jerks there. You're the one I like better than anyone, and I barely like you. No, that's not true. Love you. So thanks. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to talk to us, we don't want to talk to you. We're introverts.
We've established we've introverts.
You're
making us tired.
Mind your own business is what we say. This is a one-way street. Talkie, you listen. Huh? That's how it goes. Okay, but if you feel like talking to us, sneakydragon.com is our website.
Yes.
You can put something on the message board. You can call us names. We'll probably still put it up. We might even name our store after a name you have for us. That's how we take things. But we do like hearing from you. We're on Facebook. We like hearing from you on there as well. We're all sneaky_dragon. We're sneakyd at sneakydragon.com is our website. If you want to listen to other stuff that I do, I write for The Irrelevant Show. We kind of sort of mentioned that a little bit. And there's a bunch of sketches that I wrote recently. Big Bad Wolf, Taken 6. There's an Oliver Twist one. So you can listen to episodes of The Irrelevant Show on iTunes or Irrelevant Show sketches. And if you go to sketches, you can just listen to a sketch at a time.
Huh.
See what you think.
There you go.
If there's anything with Superman or Batman, that's probably me.
Okay.
Because I'm a bit of a nerd.
And don't forget, we're doing our new podcast, Totally Tintin. We're up to book number 4.
Mm-hmm.
We just did number 4 today. So that will be dropping next
Wednesday. So the book number 4 is Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. That's right. We may have gone off course with our Totally Tintin.
Right. Well, here's what happened. When I moved, the covers of my books came off, and my mother-in-law just went, put them on any book. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But she really likes to clean.
Right. And you know what? The Bible has more recipes in it than I remember.
Yes. Probably does.
Yep. A lot of gluten-free ones.
A lot of unleavened items.
Yep.
That are ready for cooking. Our podcast, Totally Tintin.
And if by the way, if you want one of our shirts, they look really good with celebrities grabbing body parts on you.
Yes.
Listen, if you want to buy a shirt,
mm-hmm.
Take a picture with a celebrity groping you and send us a picture of that. We'll have mixed feelings about it, but we'll appreciate it and we might even put it up.
I had no mixed feelings. It was pure pleasure is my feeling about it. Pure pleasure.
Good. You know what? It makes all that time in the art studio worthwhile.
Yes.
Where you're just like little by little, oh, should be spending time with the family. No.
No.
Must draw Sneaky Dragon in Alien 3 pose. One, John Barrowman. It's worth it. Barrowman is worth it. Done.
That's my me time doing the title cards.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good excuse to not be in the house for parts of the day.
Right.
That's why I look at it. You know what? I'm unbearable.
Is this just an excuse too?
But doing the podcast?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
There's interaction. There's all human right. interaction.
Okay.
No, my drive home is my time to recharge. Okay. Finally. Silence.
Well, yeah, maybe sometime. Just like have a little tape recorder in your drive home and it's the after show and it's you just talking to yourself
mm-hmm.
and see what that's like.
Sure.
I would listen to that.
Okay.
The after Dave. All right, everybody.
After effects.
Dave's got to wrap this one up because he started it. So do it and then you'll play that pretty music.
Yes.
And then maybe at the end of it, there'll be a little bonus thing because there sure. usually is something there.
Okay. All well, right. I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Groucho Marx.